I thank the gentleman for yielding me the time. I won't take all the time. I just want to clarify for the record just a couple of points. A lot has been said about people gaming the system, you know, and not and getting benefits that they're not entitled to. I hope no one here is implying that the vast majority of people who are receiving these benefits are somehow getting them illegitimately. As I mentioned at the beginning, you know, categorical eligibility enrolls you into the SNAP program, doesn't guarantee you a benefit. What it does is it cuts down on the error rate and it cuts down on expenses for the state. I thought we all wanted to alleviate all these burdens on the state, all these federal mandates. This is one thing that 40 states employ this, employ categorical eligibility. But just because you are enrolled in the program doesn't mean you automatically get a benefit. You get a benefit if you are entitled. So these people who are getting benefits are entitled to getting benefits. Well, the other thing I would say is that, you know, people say, well, this is not a, this is, we're just reforming the program. CBO, OMB, 100 other groups that have analyzed this say 2 to 3 million people who currently receive food benefits will no longer receive food benefits. Now, I don't know what you call that. Vacation? I don't know what that is, but that is, in my opinion, a cut. That is that there are going to be millions of people who today get this benefit who tomorrow will not get this benefit. And these people are not wealthy people. They are not members of Congress. These are people who are struggling in this difficult economy. As we know, as the economy gets better, the amount that that will be dedicated to pay for the SNAP program will decrease. That's the way this program works. But I just close with this. Again, the people that we are talking about here, you know, are poor. Many of them are working poor. They're trying to put food on the table for their families. These aren't people trying to abuse the system or game the system. These are people who are just trying to get by. And so the point of this amendment is simply this. You know, we shouldn't be balancing the budget on the backs of poor people. That doesn't mean these programs are perfect. That doesn't mean they don't need to be tweaked. But this is a significant cut. And it will mean something to people. And it will mean something to people in a very, very bad way. And I regret very much that this is part of this farm bill. If it stays, it makes it impossible for me to support the farm bill. But I would urge my colleagues to think long and hard before you go down this road. This is not where we should be cutting. And with that, I yield back my time.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to yield the remainder of my time to Ms. Fudge.
I thank you very much, and I thank the gentleman for yielding. I just, too, want to be very brief and just say this. Everyone here who has a household understands that things go up. You ask why the price raises. The cost of food goes up. We talked about, someone gave us an example about a gas leak. So in my part of the country, should I, in the wintertime, just pay the gas bill and not put food on the table for the kids? Everything goes up. And so some of the cost that is built into this food stamp program is because the cost of food is higher. And let me also say that, and I agree with Mr. Johnson, we all want fraud out of the system. I don't think there's anyone who sits in this room today that believes that we think it's okay for people to scam the system. But let me also suggest that if, in fact, I agree with everything you said, you've talked about the reforms have amounted to about $6 billion out of the $16 billion that is coming out of food stamps. So let's say that you're right. We've got $6 billion. Where's the other $10 billion cut coming from? It's coming from the people who will no longer have food on their tables after this bill is passed. I yield back.
Yield back.
Gentleman yields back. The chair now recognizes himself. Strike the last word and recognize myself for 5 minutes. In a perfect world, perhaps, this farm bill would look a little differently. Many of you know from my earlier comments about the commodity title that I thought that the direct payment program was the most economically sound, least market distorting, least WTO violating a provision, the commodity title. But alas, it was something that was no longer defendable in the body. Changes had to be made, and we are dramatically, dramatically changing the commodity title in that regard. Now we come to the nutrition side of the equation. many of the same reasons that I'm very sensitive about farm policy, I'm also very sensitive about the nutrition policy. Many of you have heard me point out that I represent a district that was the subject of Mr. Steinbeck's book back in the 1930s, where weather conditions, of course, but economic policy decisions, both ag and otherwise, went completely awry. And what my parents' and grandparents' generation went through. Many of the descendants of what would have been my neighbors at the time, had I been there, are now your constituents in California and other places. I got out of college in the early 1980s, just in time to watch bad energy and ag policy once again crater the economy of my district and of my region. So I'm very sensitive about trying to address good ag policy, what we have jurisdiction over in this committee, good commodity title policy, and good nutrition policy. I sincerely believe the language we have in front of us now, those individuals who by income and by asset, who will qualify for the benefits, who automatically receive in many occasions down to the categorical eligibility circumstance, will have to, once they qualify under the regular process, will receive the help they need. That is my intention. It's not my intention to be part of an effort to make anyone who qualifies suffer. But by the same token, we are trying to achieve savings here. We are trying to compel reforms here that touch all areas of this comprehensive farm bill. I think that the nutrition title achieves that. And I say very respectfully to my friends who have the strongest of emotions, the strongest of passions, I hope you are wrong. But I believe this is the direction we must go in order to restore confidence in these programs to our fellow citizens across the whole country. I sincerely believe that. So with that, I ask my colleagues to oppose Amendment Number 21 and yield back the balance of my time and ask if there are any other requests for recognition. Seeing none, we'll now proceed to vote on Amendment Number 21 by Mr. McGovern. All those in favor of Amendment Number 21 signify so by saying aye.
Aye.
All those in opposition to Amendment Number 21 signify so by saying no.
No.
By my 10 ear, I believe the noes have it.
Mr.
Gentleman,
no.
Asked for a recorded vote.
I ask for a recorded vote.
A recorded vote is ordered.